JFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Get your tissues, guys. Grant and I have both got crying headaches from the amount of tears that we shed today.
Poor buggers.
My bloody, God, my mascara's run all the way down to my vagina. Like, it was...
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
I cried more than I've ever cried my entire life today.
No, stop. Even though this isn't the show, you still get one of those.
Jesus Christ. No, it was a lot of light and shade today.
Do you know what we should do? Shave the beard off, get you in a school uniform. If we could insert you into a year 9 class, your calls and jokes, like, you would kill, man.
You'd be a class hero.
They'd be like, there was this new kid, and his name was Dave, and he was here for like 2 days. Oh, fucking hell. He had every joke in the world.
I don't know what happened today. Something
what
just
today? It's every day, mate.
What happened today?
Today was particularly bad.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. You're lucky you don't have sons because poor Shezzy would just be outnumbered by little boy jokes.
That's so they would be. Yeah, lots of lucky. Yeah. Be straight to Wiener Town every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast.
It's the podcast, mate. You can say what you want.
Yes, great. Then you swears. Yeah.
Enjoy the whole call.
Morning, lovers. Welcome to Valentine's Day. How are you, legends, on this beautiful day of love? Are we good?
Well, I've already had a bit of a fight with Adrian.
Oh, yeah, you're with your husband already. How?
Yeah,
it's 6:03.
Yeah, well, I came in for a kiss as I left, and he usually kind of half wakes up with me. He's rolled over, then I had to go around to the other bed and force a kiss. So I was like, come on, doll. You know, pretend to get up with me and then just go to bed when I leave. We're in this together. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. That's fair enough. I think it's over. Maths just taught us anything. That's the end of that. It's the end of that.
I've got you some presents for today, the both of you.
Have you
each a lock of my hair and some toenail clippings.
Oh.
I think the word you're looking for is thank you.
Is that correct? So I can clone you?
No. Or frame me for a murder somewhere.
I'd love to frame you for a murder somewhere.
You know what I said the other day when I was getting my hair cut
at
Channel 10?
Tell me.
At Just Cuts, at any time, if they wanted to, they could just pick up a lock of that hair and just sprinkle it at a murder scene and I'd be in jail for 25 years.
No,
have you not thought of that?
You couldn't because you'd have an amazing alibi. You'd be like, no, I got my hair cut at the salon. Here's the appointment. Here's the CCTV footage. I'll be your lawyer, Grant. We'll be fine.
Okay.
It's not the greatest true crime podcast.
No.
I don't know if the hair sprinkler is going to be as good as the teacher's pet, but it's worth a try.
The hair sprinkler. I love it.
Worth a try.
On Valentine's Day today as well, everybody that gets on the show calls 13 1060, flowers and donuts.
This is your get-out-of-jail-free card.
It just works,
doesn't it, MC?
Yeah.
And if you want to sprinkle hair on that.
Yeah, why not?
Fun game with donuts with your lover.
But if
what's that? What's the fun game with donuts?
Hang on.
Just use them as a human coit. You know what I mean? Like,
have a ring toss.
Whee! Oh, I got one on there. Oh. What? That's just. Oh.
God. Is it? Are they cream filled donuts?
All right, stop it. On that note,
even got a hole in them. Come on.
It only needs to be a small hole.
I need a bathroom. Hotel of love. Hotel of love. I'm coming, baby.
Yeah. I'm stoked for this. Every day we've been giving away amazing, like, romantic gold class and movies. We gave it away to people who are in the doghouse, people whose relationship needed a bit of a sexy boost. And today we're doing it a bit differently. And this is something close to my heart, boys. I'll tell you a little story. A couple of years ago, I got my ass dumped, royally dumped. I was a bit sour. I was alone. I was trying to find happiness in my singleness. And I decided... on this amazing thing that I would do, which is tell all my friends that I was going interstate on a work trip, but instead I would just book into a hotel for the weekend and pretty much just sit in the bath and order room service for 2 days.
Yeah,
just
man.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. And no one would call me. No one would try and catch up for a coffee because everyone thought I was interstate. Awesome. I wouldn't even have to take off my robe. I would just get room service for 2 days and then come back. And remember, how was Melbourne? I'd be like, Melbourne was great. I had
so
a really
many
good
emails.
Time.
Yeah. Treat yourself, man. You got to.
Totally. There's power in self-love. Taking some time to do you solo.
Don't, Grant. Don't go down one of your year 9 rabbit holes. Let's just keep moving. All right. So 131060.
Yeah.
On this day of Valentine, we're doing self-love. Are we not, MC? This
correct.
Is just for you. Just for you.
You.
Put yourself first.
In the city, hotel room, tickets to gold class, all sorted. So if you're doing Valentine's Day solo, we want to celebrate that.
You got nothing. Have you got nothing? Maybe you're the virgin on Married at First Sight.
Who knows?
If you've got no one to love, love yourself.
Or you don't need anyone to love.
That's true.
You don't. It doesn't improve your life. First, you've got to love yourself before you can love someone else. Them the rules.
We'll put that's deep, up. Oprah.
Exactly. The Vibe Hotel Sydney, newly refurbished position in the heart of the CBD on Goulburn Street, plus those gold class tickets.
I need a bathroom. Hotel of love. Hotel of love.
I'm coming, baby.
I'm coming, baby.
Day like today, it's the people who are by themselves who get forgotten, but not by us.
No.
Because we are hooking you up. If you are single, it's time for some self-love. And when you say self-love, you mean 18-year-old males. And Dylan from Campbelltown, how are we?
Good, how are yous?
We're okay, but what happened recently, buddy?
My girlfriend dumped me last Thursday after a year of dating.
Yeah.
She was my best friend for 3 years before.
Oh,
we went to the same school, same high school.
Come on,
Dylan. And decided to pop the question on the 21st of January. 2018, and then she's just first 7 months was awesome, and then the last couple months just haven't been too great, and then she decided to dump me.
So, did she give you a reason, mate?
Yeah.
The worst thing is she didn't give me a reason, and that's probably the worst part. It just kills you when they don't give you no reason at all, and they just
Deal.
If any of us had married the person we thought we wanted to marry when we were 18, we would all be divorced right now. I'll give you the hot tip, mate. You will change and evolve so much over the next 10 years.
I think Pamela Anderson and I would have been very happy. But Dil,
you're going to be fine, Dil. It hurts now.
The best thing for you, mate.
Absolutely, brother.
Dil's got himself the hotel, the gold class. Mate, he'll be absolutely fine because he's in touch with his feelings. He's a very open guy.
I love that.
Yeah, Dil's good.
He's going to be fine.
Fiona.
Yeah.
It's Sinclair.
Good morning, darling. How are we?
We're good. It's nice to speak to you today. You're single for the first time in how long?
19 years.
Wow.
19 years.
Wow. In
October. We broke up in October and it's like, biggest change of my life and his life, I'm sure. It's pretty sad at the moment, actually.
Of course.
All the married friends are all doing things together And you kind of get left out when you're single because I actually don't know, but you just get left out a lot when you're single. Everybody's together and doing
coupled
their togetherness
up.
Stuff and yeah.
Well, a lot of couples like, because I've got a single friend as well, and often you think, oh, I don't know if she'll want to come and be the only single person. But you're saying, Fiona, still invite me. I'll come and hang out with you married people. We can still have fun.
Hey, Fiona, the hotel, the gold class for you. We know the next chapter of your life is going to be great.
You got this, baby girl.
Thank you for speaking to us. And we go back to 18-year-olds as 18-year-old Daniel from Woolooware. G'day, Daniel.
Hello.
Here he is.
What's your situation, mate? Talk us through
it. Oh, look, I mean, I've had nothing. I mean, you know, I've just come back from school. Nothing's worked. If anything, I'd really like some tips.
Yeah. Oh, some tips. Hang on, so nothing worked at schoolies. None of your old stuff, hey, Daniel?
No. I mean, you don't really look for love at schoolies, but, you know.
You look for something else, Daniel, and that something else did not present itself to you.
It's still happening, Daniel. Another flashback, mate. It's still going on.
Well, come on, boys. I mean, I can't really help in this situation, but what would you... I mean, you both have...
Know thyself. Whatever you are, Daniel, be that to the nth degree. So if you... What are you into, Daniel? What's the top things you're into?
Oh, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Not sexually, just
Daniel. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Hobbies, mate. Hobbies. Like, what do you like doing for a good time?
Oh, I don't know. I guess because I live in Cronulla, all I do is go to the beach and eat food. So
you live in Cronulla, you'll be just fine. Just stay away from the northeast bubbling sessions, and you'll be right.
Okay, that's the perfect place for you to go. I think
we're meant to have one hotel room, but you know what I want to do, don't you?
What do you want to do?
Everybody gets a hotel.
Whoa,
whoa,
love it.
Everybody gets the gold class tickets. I can't do it. I can't choose.
It's fine.
I just get the industrial cleaners ready for after Daniel's finished with it, but that's okay.
Today is Valentine's Day, and whether you celebrate it or not, it is a good excuse to tell the person you love what they mean to you. And in this show, we are so, so lucky, and we don't take it for granted that all three of us have found our true matches, and each one of us today is going to share a heartfelt love letter to our significant other, and we are kicking it off with the power couple of Today FM Breakfast. No one does it quite like Shezzy and Granny. I'm going to hand this one over to you because I'm going to cry as soon as you start talking, mate.
Well, I'm already off to a good start because I've given her her present this morning and she's totally stoked. So,
what did you get her?
I got her a lawnmower.
Did you really? Did you get your wife a lawnmower?
It's a four-stroke. Like, it's
good.
One pull start.
She deserves another kind of four stroke. I'll give you the
whole
take from there. Speaking on behalf of all the ladies.
Oh, she loved it. All right, here are we ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Got you.
I am not going to cry. Here we go. Dear Shezzy, the world was a lonely place before I met you. I never felt like I fit in anywhere. Even in a crowd, I felt alone. But with you, I felt like I finally belonged somewhere with someone. Like I'd found that final missing piece of the jigsaw of my life.
London's crying.
Your energy is uplifting and so much fun. You light up the room when you walk in like you lit up my life when you arrived.
Aww.
You're a supporter, a motivator, a sympathetic ear, a nurturer, a lover, a mother, a friend, a fighter, and the voice of reason when I lose my way. Compassionate, funny, adventurous, and brave. You are everything I wished I could be. Scout, Sailor, and I always look up to you with admiration, respect, and total love. You show us how fun the world can be, and you remind us our potential is limitless, and that is so exciting. You are the best, and the kids and I are so lucky to have you. We love you very, very, very much. Happy Valentine's Day, Shezzy.
Oh, that's
I feel
very
the same
nice.
Way about Shezzy. She's all of those things.
And she's on the line. Good morning, Shezzy Denya.
Oh, good morning. Oh, that was just beautiful. What
thanks,
a way
darling.
To wake up. Oh, thank you. I wasn't expecting that when I got the phone call. Thank you. That was really beautiful.
I'm glad you liked it.
I've got you guys for Valentine's Day. I've got you guys a padlock that you can put on your bedroom door.
Oh, yeah.
That the kids
no
can't
pick. Stories about that, please.
God bless you, Shezzy Denya.
Love you, Shezzy, so much.
Oh, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. That truly made my day. Thank
love you, Bubba. You mean the world to us.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Wait. For a delicious morning snack,
great.
A shot of coffee, ice, and some almond breeze because the almond brings a chocolatey flavour to the coffee and it tastes like an iced mocha without the sugar.
That's a great tip. Take that one with you. Guys, front page of the Telegraph. Pauline Hanson has smacked down sensational claims that she sexually harassed fellow Senator Brian Burston. There was a punch up at Parliament over it. And, I mean, all is not well in the House of One Nation. It's really...
Has it ever been well? They are a mess.
It's really kicked off. I mean, I know that they're competing against Married at First Sight, but this is ridiculous. And she was asked on Sky... I've got to give you the claim because it's so beautiful. He said that they were at the One Nation AGM at the Rudy Hill RSL in 1998. And this bloke said that he, while they were standing on stage listening to the national anthem, she rubbed her fingers up his spine. Now, I don't know about you, but there's nothing like the national anthem and the Rudy Hill RSL to get me going. I know that they'll be...
Damn, girl.
This is
flagpole at half mast, please.
It's
national anthem.
First the donut quits and now this.
So
you are one warning away from turning your mic off. Continue, Ed. I apologise.
That's okay. On Sky News last night, she said this.
I might be 64 now, but I tell you what, I'm not that desperate.
Which is such a great smackdown from Pauline Hanson. I've obtained some disturbing audio.
Oh.
Of the time that Grant Denyer ran his hands up the spine of Pauline Hanson just after the national anthem. And, he is a horny little devil. This is truly shocking.
dim, 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 yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's sad.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
7:07 on Today FM Breakfast. Grant, already this week, we're giving away $10,000 with Alpha Bucks. Why not try and do it again, huh?
Yeah, Annie from Quakers Hill is now going to take a swing at our 10 grand. How are you this morning? You ready to play?
Yeah, I am. How are you guys?
We are
good, thanks, darling.
Oh, so good. Let's see if we can get you some money for your upcoming holiday. You want to take the troops away, so let's get it done. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, and all your answers must start with the letter N today. N for Nelly. $100 for every question you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. Here we go, Annie. Best of luck. Your letter is N. Name an NRL team.
North Queensland.
A Foxtel channel.
National Geographic.
Makeup brand.
Natio.
Sydney Beach.
Narrabeen.
Fictional character.
Pass.
A spice.
Pass.
Celebrity chef.
Pass.
Something you read.
Oh, pass.
An airline.
Pass.
Coffee brand.
Nescafe.
Yeah.
Nescafe was definitely before the buzzer. Yes. I heard that.
$400. Congratulations, hey, Annie.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, darling.
Nice work.
What is a spice that starts with an N? Oh, well, nutmeg.
Nutmeg. Yeah.
Nigella Lawson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, could have got that. Something you read, newspaper.
Novel.
Yeah, notebook.
Yeah, okay.
He's reading from a list, just so everyone knows.
I just realised as well, just for calling up, getting on the air, she's got the donuts and flowers for Valentine's
Day.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Donut call it.
Another chance to play Alpha Bucks and win $10,000 tomorrow morning on the show, Ed.
Yeah, we're into the MAFS toilet next. plenty of stoolage to muck around in today.
Waiting in the stool.
Yeah, right down the S-Bend we are because, my goodness, accusations of stealing, disease. There was everything last night.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Chilly last night at the MAFS pre-drinks / dinner party. Tell you what, it's really starting to fall apart, guys. Yeah, I know. We all
was it ever together?
Yeah, good point.
You made a great point.
Yeah, maybe.
We're all just suckers, aren't we?
It's all about Lauren and Matthew, the former virgin, and now we're finding more and more about her history and what she's into. She told him this the other night.
I just feel like if you knew half the things that I've experienced in my life, I don't know how you'd handle it.
Like what?
Like certain things that I might be into. How would you feel if I was into, like, swinging, threesomes? I am a very, like, sexually open person.
Now, so she said that that's half of the things. Yeah. So is there another half? We didn't get to hear those.
Yeah, well, she did say that she used to be a lesbian, which has riled people up because they're like, what do you mean used to be a lesbian? You don't used to be, and then one day, like, I'm not a lesbian anymore.
Oh.
But that's beside the point,
isn't it? You can do that, can't you?
You can dabble, but I think the terminology used to be a lesbian as opposed to,
Maybe bisexual, maybe not full lesbian. Yeah, right.
I think
the term full lesbian might be more troublesome than I used to be.
That's your second warning, mate.
He's had a think about that and he's gone, yep, played. You're right.
I'll have the smashed avocado and the full lesbian. Thank you very much. So it is the fallout, mate.
Yeah.
This is the fallout of the show because last night they had the dinner party and Matthew was sort of not complaining but saying to the others, look, she wants someone who tears her clothes off and I'm just not that guy.
Yeah, fair enough.
And he was saying, and then so they were sort of going back and forth a little bit and then they had a confrontation and she hit him with this one.
Did you just use me to lose your virginity?
No.
Oh, so awkward.
Do you reckon he did?
Well, of course he did. Of course he did. He went on Married at First Sight so that he could get it done. And he would have had sex with whichever woman they teamed him up with.
Do you reckon? No one else would have showed any interest, so she was the only one.
And he had to make all the producers there coaxing it. Like, of course, he was always
coaxing it like a snake charmer.
How'd you come, little buddy?
How awkward would it have been? And then we Then we moved on to Sam and if he is or isn't going to have a relationship or whatever with Inez or whatever.
Yeah.
Inez, whatever.
Inez.
Oh, is it Inez, is
but
it?
You know, a lot of people on the internet are replacing the I with an A.
Oh.
That's what they're calling it.
What? I see he's happy with that one.
I like that.
See, it took him a while, but he's happy with that one.
I thought you were going to put a P on the front. I thought that's what you were going to do.
Nah, other side, though.
Oh, right, gotcha.
So he walked in... Yesterday, he walks in diseased.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
So I've been diagnosed with chickenpox.
Chickenpox. Now, chickenpox, if you look it up, chickenpox is a highly contagious disease caused by bacteria, which is a perfect way to describe Sam.
He's given himself the pox.
He is a permanent, he's human chickenpox. This is a perfect way to describe the man.
But bacteria and, with legs.
Exactly, but Inez was not to be...
Yeah, she wasn't staying away.
She was still trying not to deterred. Get into it. Of course not. Have a go, Inez.
Inez is sucking in like a vortex. I'm crook as, and she's getting closer than ever.
She's getting, like... Ooh, does she want chickenpox? Is that what this is?
I think she's prepared
to take the risk. You know, I don't. Her moral compass isn't strong. So, yeah.
She's the kind of girl who gets what she wants, no matter the cost.
Yeah, she's a black widow spider. You know,
yeah.
So the question is: have you caught anything from a hookup?
I've never had an STD.
I didn't say STD. You said that.
Wow.
It is possible that that's something, maybe it could be something like chicken pox strep throat.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I had a friend who went to a Sydney strip club. I won't name the venue.
Let's hold that story for a moment while we clear it with our lawyers. Toshi does listen. So if you've caught something... From a hookup.
Mm-hmm. It could be any kind.
Any
of,
type.
Maybe you anything. Just caught the love bug.
That's boring.
Not as fun. No,
anything from a hookup, 13, 10, 60, keeping in mind everybody that gets on the show today picks up the donuts and flowers for Valentine's Day.
We're rewarding this, aren't we?
Do you know what would be even better? It would be even better if you knew the risk. If, you know, some person had some sore growing off their cheek and you thought, I'm so desperate to pash on that I'm going to take the risk. Next minute, you've got a sore on your cheek.
Love it.
If you've caught something from a hookup, give us a call on 13, 10, 60.
Nothing says Valentine's Day like a disease married at first sight contestant. And last night, unsurprisingly, Sam wandered in and told everybody this.
So I've been diagnosed with chickenpox.
Okay. And then you think, well, Inez, who's on Ness?
Inez. She's not like Spanish.
Inez. And then you think, Inez, well, she better stay off Sam now.
As if.
But she didn't.
Inez is sucking in like a vortex. I'm crook as, and she's getting closer than ever.
What have you caught from a hookup, Grant Denia?
You are saying hookup, aren't you? I just want to clarify. Okay, good.
Yes.
No. It's hard to hear.
Yep, okay. Continue. We're just going to protect. We're going to keep going, Dale.
Sure,
keep
the
going.
The listeners at home are asking the keep same going. Question. So to give you an example, I had a female friend who went to see a male strip act in Sydney.
Good.
And the stripper got to a point where he took his G-string off.
Oh, no.
Flicked it around, threw it. It landed on her face. Next morning, she got pink eye.
Oh. True.
She got bum juice on the face.
That's so good. Okay. James in Borkham Hills, you caught something from a hookup, mate.
Yes. Oral gonorrhea up in Darwin.
I'm in Darwin.
Everywhere up there, isn't it?
I used to go out with a girl called Oral Gonorrhea. Lovely, lovely Romanian lady.
How is it now?
No, James is gone. No. James may never speak again.
Amy in Rose Meadows, good morning. What did you catch from a hookup?
Guys, I caught oral warts and I had to get them frozen off the inside of my lip.
Amy! How many were there?
There were about three. They kind of clustered a little bit. I thought they were just like ulcers because I had a big weekend. Yeah.
Do you know who the culprit was?
I do, yeah. I only party patched one person. So, we never spoke again. Block, block, block.
Did that person have warts on their lips? That's how you contracted it?
No, he must have had them inside his mouth too, yeah.
Oh.
Just a cheeky pass. You never think that it'll end in oral warts, do you?
Jesus, as a trap for young players. Thank you, Amy.
She's just trying to live her best life, wasn't she? Danielle in Penrith, what did you catch from a hookup, my love?
Swine flu.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's
about 11 or so years ago, there was an outbreak of swine flu, like a really bad strain of flu.
Yeah, it was before bird flu. It went swine, then bird.
Yeah, exactly. And I ended up in hospital for a week.
Oh, you poor thing.
Who did you get it from? Did you know who it was particularly?
Yeah. I was on a date with a guy. He was really cute, and he said he had a bit of a cold, rather. I thought, oh well, I'll take the chance. No, should never have done that.
If the fact he was oinking didn't give it away.
She liked that one. Danielle liked that one. You know, you didn't go back there, did you? That was it, yeah?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good.
Girl. You can't come back cute. From swine flu.
No, it wasn't that cute.
But I reckon I'd take swine flu over gonorrhea and oral warts.
You don't want the swine flu.
It's very bad.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're not taking any of that. Thank you, everybody.
That's tough.
London, you can't be crying already. Ash London is already crying. It is.
Look, today is the day of love. We're all taking the opportunity to stop down and talk about our loved ones and write them something that's special. I went first. Lundo cried within about 6 seconds. Yeah. This time she breaks a new record crying before Ed has even started talking about Tiff XO.
All right, my turn. Valentine's letter to my wife, which I have written down.
You've written it on a notebook, on a Spyrex.
On my special notebook.
It's so cute.
Because it's so cute.
With his little Spider-Man pen. Yeah.
So, MC, if we're going to do this properly, can I please have some romantic music?
Sure.
Not that.
That one. Okay, sorry.
Dear wife, on the day I interviewed Angel the Gladiator, I didn't know I would be meeting the love of my life. Here are the best days of my life in order. Number one, our wedding day. Number two, the day our beautiful son Arnie was born and I watched every second at the business end. What a great job you did that day. And number three, every day that we get to be married together. You're so loving and caring, and one of the things I'm loving more and more of you about you as we get older together is the way you behave with integrity. You mean what you say, and you say what you mean, even if it does mean that I sometimes get annoyed that you spend more time with your TIFXO members than you do with me, telling me how inspirational they are to you. My new favorite thing is seeing little traits of you in our son. He has to be walking around the house eating an apple. And if you've got one, he has to steal it off you. And I could just watch that all day. I love you with all my heart. And it is just an absolute... Every time I look down at my wedding ring on my finger, I remind myself of how blessed I am to have you in my life. And on this Valentine's Day, I'm assuming she's on the phone. Hello, sweetheart.
Yeah.
This is radio, so of course you've been listening. Hello, sweetheart. Darling, on this Valentine's Day, I have a proposal. Let's have another one. Come on, let's have another one. Let's have a go. Come into the studio. We'll have a go during the secret sound. It won't take long. Come on.
Is that the secret sound?
Come on. TIFXO, it's time for us to have another one. I've got some romantic music.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, come on, TIFXO, let's have another one. He's so small.
Oh, he's so small, but
You okay, Tiff?
We will have more babies.
Of course you will. You got an empire to run.
Yes, I do. And Eddie's just so supportive with that. On a serious note, it's not easy working and being a mum. It's not easy in our family, you know. Sometimes there isn't that balance, and I don't know if you can find that work-life balance when you're running your own business. And Eddie's just so supportive of my passion of helping people to feel good, and it just the support there is just incredible. So thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I
more
love
than
you.
My
and
ninjas, actually.
And I don't mind that you fly around the world to hang out with Chris Hemsworth and then tell me how nice his arms are. I don't care about that.
Love
you. All right, you know that. We know he's got the biggest arms. Yeah. Love you.
I love you more.
Sometimes you read a story and it just makes you mad. And that happened to me over the last couple of days. with the 20-year-old wife of an NRL footballer saying very proudly on Instagram or anywhere else that, no, won't be vaccinating my kids because they, quote, don't trust hospitals. And it is part of this just ridiculous rise of the anti-vax. I don't even call it a movement. It's insanity. And joining
it's
us on
dangerous.
The it's flat out, you know, can be fatal. Simple as that.
Of course, 1.5 million kids die each year from preventable diseases due to vaccines, and you can fix that. It's 1.5 million kids that don't need to die.
So Dr. Karen Phelps, of course, medical doctor and now the independent member for Wentworth. Now, Dr. Phelps, with your history as a GP, how important is it for families to vaccinate their children?
Well, frankly, it's life-saving. We tend to think that these childhood illnesses are quite benign, but when it comes to illnesses like, for example, measles or meningitis or some of the other illnesses that we vaccinate against, our generation and the last couple of generations have just been lucky that we've had immunisation in place, because every one of our families would have stories to tell about children lost or severely damaged because of vaccine-preventable diseases.
Now, a lot of people are saying, part of these groups are saying, we don't know what's in the vaccinations, they are dangerous. Is there any medical or scientific research that proves any truth in that claim?
No, and in fact, there was a massive scandal that arose out of the UK where there was an alleged association between the measles vaccine and autism. And of course, that's been proven to have been fabricated evidence. But unfortunately, it made its mark. And a lot of people were scared of having the vaccination done. And so we sort of really are playing a bit of a catch-up game with trying to mop up that damage that was done by that misinformation over years past. Look, people are always reluctant to bring a baby along who's perfectly well and have a needle jabbed in its leg.
I know.
And I know it's hard enough for the doctors, but let alone the parents to do. But you know, as a parent and a grandparent myself, you know, you just know that you're doing the right thing by your child by preventing these diseases.
As a doctor, like, a lot of this sometimes comes from people who live a more alternative lifestyle, maybe hippie enclaves like Byron or Mullumbimby. But answer this for me. Can a healthy and natural lifestyle provide a natural immunity?
Unfortunately, it can't, because we're talking about serious communicable diseases here. And a baby or a child's immune system can't possibly have developed enough to be able to combat a disease like whooping cough or measles or mumps. And when you look at, for example, pertussis, I mean, if you've seen a baby with pertussis, cough, if you've seen vision of a baby with pertussis, which is whooping cough,
London, you had it.
My mum had to watch me stop breathing on multiple occasions, and she said it was the most terrifying thing of her life, was going to die.
Of course. And my wife had it when she was 14, Dr. Phelps, and she still remembers, you know, just how awful it was.
Yeah, you think it's terrifying for a baby to have a needle. Imagine a baby coughing so much they can't breathe.
It's graphic.
Disgraceful.
Babies, you give them their injection, they cry for, you know, a few seconds, maybe a minute, and it's done. I mean, when the vaccines were less refined a couple of decades ago, they did get a fever and they were unsettled for the day, and some children had a bit of a reaction for 24 hours. But we just really don't see that hardly at all these days.
All right, Dr. Karen Phelps, independent member for Wentworth and a medical doctor. I mean, there was an outbreak at Bronte Public School, in your electorate, end of last year, Dr. Phelps. You know what I mean? We're not talking about far-off lands where it's not our problem. This is immediate, and this has to be happening, doesn't it?
Yes, we've seen quite a bit of whooping cough around Sydney in recent times. And
can you believe you're saying that, Dr. Phelps? This is 2019. Can you believe that you're saying that?
Well, it doesn't give 100% cover, but the more people who are immunised, then the better chance we have of not having babies get the disease. And, of course, we're getting used to the idea now that pregnant women and anybody who's going to be associated with a newborn baby closely go and have a whooping cough booster
Every
new baby.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but one-word answer. Should I get my medical advice from Facebook?
Good question. And you know the answer.
I thought I might. Dr. Phelps, thank you very much for your time. Sadly, and we appreciate their bravery, up next we are going to be speaking to a family who has lived this nightmare.
Yeah, someone lost their baby to whooping cough. She was too young to be vaccinated. So, of course, the baby relies on other people to be vaccinated so this disease does not spread. So brave. We're going to hear from Tony next.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
And now here we are in 2019, and sometimes we have to have discussions that we don't want to have and we don't believe that we should be having, but here we are. There are a lot of anti-vaxxers making a lot of noise in the world at the moment. It's something that has frustrated all of us as parents, as aunties and uncles to no end. We just spoke to Dr. Karen Phelps about, of course, the pros of vaccinating, but now we're going to hear from an incredibly, incredibly brave mum, Tony McCaffrey, who lost her baby, Dana. Thank you so much for bravely coming on the air this morning. Hello, Tony.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, for those listening who don't know your story, please tell us what happened.
Well, Dana would have turned 10 last week, actually. So 10 years ago when she was born, we just moved to an area called Lennox Head. It's in northern New South Wales.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to us, we have amongst the lowest vaccination rates in the country, which means we have some, when there's an outbreak, we have the highest rates of disease. And when Dana was born, there was a massive whooping cough epidemic, and we didn't get one warning. We weren't told about it. We weren't told that adults needed boosters because your immunity wanes. So we're blissfully ignorant. And she was perfectly healthy, beautiful. Mm. She was my third child. And when she was about 2 weeks old, I noticed that she had what I thought was a blocked nose. I took her to the doctor and was told she had just a cold. So I just got back to being busy. I had a child just start kindergarten and one in preschool. And I had to get out and about with her and took her everywhere with me. And then when she was about 3 weeks old, she started becoming more unsettled at night. So every time I'd put her down to sleep, she'd cry and I'd sit up with her at night and I thought it might be reflux. She was a newborn, you know, they're very unsettled.
My baby had reflux.
Yeah. And every time I'd put her down, all that she would do was a slight gag. So if I sat her up, she'd be fine and settled. But it kept getting worse. So I went back to a doctor and in over 3 days, I went back every day because I just knew something wasn't right. And they finally sent me for a pathology test for something called bronchiolitis. And as I got up, the doctor said, we might test you for whooping cough. That's around. And it's the first time I heard of it. And then she rang 2 days later, said, go straight to the hospital. And my husband and I drove out to the hospital. And in that car, in the back seat, it was the worst ride of our lives because she just started bubbling mucus. We got into a hospital room. And just as we entered that room, she had her first coughing fit where she coughed and coughed and coughed until she stopped breathing. And it escalated. And what I thought was just a cold, in 5 days later, my baby was dead. And that's how ferocious it is.
So then I can't imagine how horrible and horrific that would be. Then your message as you watch these anti-vaxxers who are active online, who are trying to recruit more people, how angry does that make you and what's your message?
Oh, it's so frustrating. My message is that I just want to say to all parents and expectant parents out there, please understand how dangerous these diseases are. When I was being airlifted in a helicopter, watching my daughter on a ventilator, you know, she's been intubated. When I saw staff as they were trying to rescue her from a cardiac arrest, you know, and I was screaming at them, you know, surely you can do something. There's no cure for these diseases. When they turn fatal, there is nothing that can be done. And if now, thankfully, there is a vaccine for pregnant mums that got introduced on the National Immunisation Program last year, whereas if I had have had a chance to have that vaccine when pregnant, Dana would be alive.
Yep.
And it's life-changing. And, we need to place our faith in the people that have studied decades and understand what these diseases can do. And what does frustrate me is we've got all these warnings worldwide from the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
We've got campaigns by UNICEF at the moment.
Yeah.
We can never be complacent about what these diseases can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I came across your story, Tony. Yeah. I was watching a video that you very bravely had, you and your husband had done a part in this video about this very topic for the government. That's where I first came across you. Tony, you are so brave.
Yeah.
God, it makes me angry.
Yeah. It's completely preventable. It's just unacceptable.
I would say there's, if you're a parent and you've seen something online and it scared you about vaccines, just be very careful of where you're getting your information from. Mm. You know, I would just implore parents out there to go and speak to your doctor, to go to credible sources of information, because if you read anything that diminishes the severity of what these diseases can do or may imply that it is safer to get the disease and the vaccine, then you are being misled.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
exactly right.
It's
worse than that, Tony. Tony, it's worse than being misled. Yeah. It's willful. Yeah. And they make money out of this. Make no mistake, they crap on and on about the medical industrial complex. They sell books. Mm. They go on tours. Mm. They want to promote their Facebook pages. This is an industry that they claim that they are debunking, and they are stupid, and they're costing people their life.
Yeah.
Well, I know this very well. You know, within days of our daughter dying, we received mail at our home. I've seen everything that people are seeing online. We've had to fight very hard to change laws in New South Wales to warn parents about this, and this is why we took part in the Get the Facts campaign, because we felt our family, Riley Hughes' family, he would have turned 4 yesterday, another little baby that died of whooping cough. Lane, who died from complications of measles 7 years after she caught it. You know,
and these babies can't speak for themselves. They can't speak for themselves. They cannot make these decisions. They are relying on adults to do it for them. And, Tony, you are going to help educate women and men and parents to make the right decision. And we thank you so much for your bravery and your passion. We are sending all of our love to you. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Thank you.
And the most lovely person in our team is our very own Ash London, which is why I've left her to last. She cried her way through both Ash, myself and Grant giving messages to our partners. And so now, Ash London, over to you. Don't you
guys sniff. There's a sniff.
Hello, Lundo.
You can do this, girlfriend.
Okay, I'm going to be brave.
All right.
Okay. Who's on the line?
Hi, AD.
Is this your husband?
Hello, AD. Darling. Love you so. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. I love you. Okay. Here. I got a letter to read you.
Here we go.
Okay.
It has been 250.
That's running. Two words. Not even.
It has been 258 days since I became your wife. And every single one has been a blessing. I say it every day, but loving you is my greatest joy. Thank you for being my biggest supporter and for loving me despite my utter uselessness and always choosing to see the best in me. Thank you for telling me I'm beautiful every day, even when I'm at my worst and I'm a bit gassy, which is very often. I'm sorry I can be El Crapo. I'm sorry I don't know how to use a dishwasher or the washing machine. I'm sorry I still haven't gotten rid of the 440 plates I collected for our wedding, which I've been promising to sell on Gumtree for 5 months. I probably won't ever get around to it, and you know that I won't, but you love me anyway. Ada, you make me so happy. Every day I wake up and I thank God that we found each other. Thank you for your kindness to me and everyone around us. You inspire me every day to be a better human. It's been a tough road for you with heartache along the way, for your heart is still so soft and ready to love. Taking this job in Sydney means that we don't see each other as much as we'd like, and life is lots of aeroplanes and lonely nights and FaceTimes when all we really want to do is just be together. But you've never held it against me, and instead you've willingly adjusted your life so that I can fulfill my career dreams. I honestly never thought love would find me, but I'm so glad it did, and I'm so glad it's you. I can't wait to have curly haired babies with you. And I promise never ever to tell the story on air about what happened the first time we got it on. I love you, darling. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you.
Now for the story.
She did so well. And you know what? She is gassy. She did so well. She kept it in the whole time.
Oh, and there now, it is.
There. Well done, darling. You made me cry.
I love you.
I love you. Did you do one of those for honey as well?
The dog! No, I'm going to give up the Valentine's Day. I didn't get you a Valentine's Day present, but I got honey about 12, so sorry in advance.
I got on your AV.
9:05. Happy Valentine's Day.
JFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, and Ash London.